Eris, when you came to Vava, you didn't think of him as the Avatar, did you?
No.
Do you think, was it just the fact that you loved him so much, or would you say...
Your mother talked you into it, right?
You were just pulled undeniably, or...
What may I say to you? Charlie, I don't know. He called me and I came. That much I can say. Yeah, he summoned me. You know that story, no?
I think I've forgotten that story. He summoned you. I forgot that, I guess.
At the age of 9, I first met him. My parents took me to him at Narabad. At the age of 9, I was at that time, during our school vacations, Christmas vacation, in 1925, you see. There I was, and I met him for the first time. Mm-hmm. And amongst Indians, we Indians are like, whatever our elders did, we just followed them blindly. So they would bow down to anybody, so we would also pay our respects the way they do that. We also bow down. Because at that time, Baba allowed us to do that. The greeting for Baba was not Jai Baba or this or that. As soon as a person comes, what he does is just goes there and puts his head down there. Like that. That's the greeting. That's the salutation. So that's how it was. And I came back. Of course, I stayed for some time to visit him at Mehrabad with my uncles. I would be taken on cycle, double seat. Yeah. And that's how it was. I passed my vacation that way. And then came back home. That's Nagpur, some 700 miles from here. So there I was in school, going from school. I was happy.
How old were you?
I was 9 at the time I met Baba. So I was happy, and I had my loving parents, I had my sisters, I was the only son. Everything was to be found at home, nothing lacking. Luxury was there, sports there, gymnasium there, aviaries and apiaries and gardens and everything, swimming pool, whatever you want is there. So, happy childhood, happy school life, had my good friends and all that. And as I was passing, I passed all those things, and then I was in college. One summer, when I had vacation in summer in Nagpur, while I was busy potting around the plants, because we had a very spacious garden. It was a garden. I should say it was the garden there at the time in Nagpur. Even the Royal Air Force had taken a picture of it and sent it to my father. Yeah, the whole panorama, the view of it, the whole thing. Because it was so pleasing. So I was pottering around there, and a telegraph messenger came. So I looked up and, yeah, what is it? So I took the message, read it. It was for the first time addressed to me. I never received any telegrams in my name. So it was Eris. So I opened it, and it was, come immediately and see me at Panjgari. Signed, Mehr Baba. Panjgani is at this place, Mahabaleshwar, where Arthasik is, 15 miles away from there. It's a hill station. So I put the telegram in my pocket. What? Yeah. In the meantime, Baba would be coming to our home. He would be paying visits. Sometimes, without any pre-intimation, he would come there on tour, he's there, he would come there and stay there for a week or 10 days, like that, incognito. He didn't like us to announce his visits or anything. That's what he loved. It had a spacious garden, big property, and everything was fine. So that's what happened is that in the meantime, my mother heard. There was that ring of the messenger when I took the telegram. Messengers come with the ring, you know, ding, 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 ding. So she came out of the house, my father was on tour, and asked me, what's the matter? Was the telegraph messenger here? I said, yeah. What's the telegraph? So I just casually gave it to her. while I'm still busy with the pots. I'm changing the, transplanting the pots and keeping them in shade because it's summer. 120 degrees, mind you, in Nagpur, Fahrenheit. So, my mother read it and says, "What? Aren't you going there?" He asks you to come immediately. I said, "Yeah, I can go tomorrow, day after." That is immediately. "Have you lost your senses?" I said, "But what's the hurry, mother? I have to finish up these things, you know, the pots, plants will die, and what's going to happen? I will remove them from the pots, I have to replant them, take them to the greenhouse and all that." So she was very upset about it and she went away. After about 3/4 of an hour or an hour, I forget now, again another messenger comes, brings the message, same message. But I am rather observant, so I just look, what is that? It's a repeat message or something? But to my astonishment, I found that the station was different. Railway, you know, there's from where they transmit the message.
Yeah.
The town was different. So I said, what's the matter? 1 hour after that, so he must be traveling. So we have this facility from the railway station, we can send a cable, telegraph. So he must be traveling. So on his travels, he sends a telegram and then again he sends the same message from another station. So my mother comes again. And so I said, yeah, there is another one. So I gave it to her. This time she was furious. She wanted me to stop everything and go immediately. So I did go immediately. And it was just in time that I could catch the train because of my father's car. I had to go in car. My father's car was there, my father had gone on tour, so he had left his car there. So I left the car at the station, got in the train and went away. When I went there, naturally I didn't have to search for the place because all knew where Mehr Baba is. They pointed out the building. I went there. He was seated in his room like this. He was like this, seated like this. And I entered the hall, just this size room. So he seemed to be happy seeing me. So he said, "You have come." I had learned the signs at that by the time. Because he used to visit my house. So he was silent. I felt that he's happy. So Baba expressed his happiness, his joy at seeing me, that you have come. I said, "Yes, Baba." Again the same greeting, bowing down to him. So I sat there. And he said, "Is it possible for you to leave everything and come to me?" I said, "By your grace, anything is possible." So Baba says, "Good. Come on 1st August. It was my end of May.
He said, "Come on.
1st August. So I said, "Very good. I will come." "Good. Go." That's all. So as I'm going out, then Baba called me again and said, "Will it be possible for the whole family to leave everything and come to me?" And I said, "By your grace, everything is possible. Anything is possible." She said, "All of you all should come on 1st August. That's all. That's the interview. That's why I'm here. Why I said this, by your grace, anything is possible. What am I didn't know anything about spirituality and whose grace and what. Nothing of that sort. But the words did come out. They were accepted by him and so forth. It's like that. So there was no question of accepting him as the avatar or anything. Nothing. It was in my fate to be totally blind, deaf and dumb to be by his side. That's all. It is a great fortune. I must say that. Yeah. But when I came and began to live with him, it was no doubt a blessing. But at the same time, my mind would always be reasoning. I remained as an observer there. You know, you have observers in United Nations and war fields and this and that, it's like that. I didn't live with him or be with him as his lover or as a disciple or anything. I continued to observe. And everything, the every time it would be, is that so? Is that so? Is that so?
You were about 20 at the time.
Yeah, 21 at the time.
So you weren't, but you stayed with him.
With Baba.
You stayed there.
Yeah, I lived with him. Yeah. I don't know why I'm here still.
I don't think we do either.
Yeah.
Well, you said, there was that wonderful story you told on Thursday when you said Baba asked you, Erich, do you love me?
And you That's said, different, those are there.
And you said, I don't know, Baba. But, and he said, well, what are you doing here?
And you said, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, I really don't know. Really don't know. Nothing to sham or anything. But I'm here.
I understand that. The more I live, the less I understand that I know. The less I know.
Not in that sense. In its most intrinsic sense, I don't know.
I did want to, I mentioned this to you, but I wanted to just give you this information. When you said, Baba asked you, do you love me? I just, not long ago, I read that it's in one of the Gospels. It was just about when things were getting very hot in Jerusalem. And Jesus asked Peter, he said, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, well, of course I love you. And he said, take care of my sheep. And then he asked him a second time. And he said, Peter, do you love me? And he said, well, yes. Yes, Lord. Yohabuni. Yes, Master, I love you. And he says, take care of my sheep. Then he asked him a third time. He says, Peter, do you love me? And Peter's feelings were hurt. Apparently he wept. He says, oh, Lord, of course you know I love you. And he said, that's good. Take care of my sheep. He said it a third time. The way Baba would do it, he'd say, make sure he went through everything three times.
Yeah.
So I guess you're taking care of a sheep.
Brother. Sheep are taking care of this wolf, or the wolf is taking care of the sheep, it's left to you all. I know nothing.
And your family came too?
You yes, ma'am. Yeah. But it's a long story. It's just succinctly I put it. What happened, how did it come? So if there is time later on, if you ask, then I'll tell you. It's a long story. Yeah, they came. They were happy about both of them. My mother jumped joy when she heard. She first asked me when I returned, why did you come so soon? What happened? I said, just only 2 minutes. What? I said, Mother, I'll tell you sometime. I'm tired now. Yeah, so that's how. So when she heard what had happened was, first of all, my father started being a self-made person. He didn't like the idea that I took the car and left it unattended at the railway station. He started saying, how stupid you are. What have you done? Don't you realize that you left the car unattended like that? And I thought at that time, just as I returned from Baba, I said, my God, if he were to hear why I came, why I was called and why I returned, what would he say? Because we have to leave everything and go. He is worrying about just a simple car. So there are many such things. But my mother, when she heard, she jumped with joy. And I still remember what she said is, how fortunate, how blessed we are that he on his own has caught our hand. So now there is no escape. Had we gone and caught hold of him, there was a chance of our grip being loosened. But when he catches hold of us, there is no escape. That's what she was so delighted, so happy. Yeah.
Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.